Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Matt Allison, Executive Director of Licking County Transit, and Jessica Wiley, Marketing and Communications Specialist. Kind of a gloomy start to the day. Gray skies, rain throughout the day. Well, temperature right around 70, and then cloudy tonight with some showers. If you're heading out to a high school game, I suggest you take an umbrella with you. It's going to be cool, too, 43, but then Saturday, beautiful sunny skies. Matt and Jessica, again, always a pleasure to have you guys in. And, you know, we're just joking at the small world. Jessica, you know, her boyfriend works with my son. We just had her out at the cave and had a blast with her and then watching football games. It was a good time.
It was a very good time.
Yeah, see, we're not that bad. Radio guys aren't that bad now, are we?
You're all right.
I don't like the way you said that last one. Matt, a lot going on, and I mean a lot with Licking County Transit, and we'll get into some of these things. But, you know, remind folks again, you know, there's two different kind of ways you can use Licking County Transit. Maybe explain those to folks.
Sure. Well, again, thanks, Dave and Joel. We appreciate you guys having us out today so we could talk about Licking County Transit and what services we provide. So, yes, we provide two services. We have a demand response service, which is a door-to-door service. You schedule in advance, up to 1 day in advance, or up to 2 months if you have a set schedule. So you call in, set up those rides, and it's door-to-door. We operate throughout the whole county. And that service we've been operating for years. So as you know, we've been over here a few times to talk about this, but our new fixed route service, which is really exciting for us. So we launched that first route last year, which is a deviated fixed route on Main Street. It operates Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's a scheduled route. So you go out to a bus stop, you look up the schedule, and you hop on and ride. Very convenient, very easy to ride, and just makes it simpler for people when you're not having to schedule in advance and worrying about that piece of it. So we launched the first route in July of last year, the second route, which was the 21st Street route in October. And then this year, we launched the Granville route. So we have three routes operating throughout Newark and Granville and 75 bus stops. So very excited to have these two different types of service. What we're really pleased about is the ridership. So when we look back at the ridership that we had 2 years ago, we had 62,000 riders on the demand response system alone. Last year, when we added in the new service, we went to 74,000 riders. This year, we're getting close to 88,000 riders already, and projected to be well above our past history. And that's going to be a little bit of trivia, so I'm not going to go there just yet.
There we go.
Transit trivia is coming.
You knew he was going to do this. What did I say to you the other day? I said, you know, Matt's bringing some trivia.
But yeah, very excited for the new services.
Yeah, and even more exciting news, you're about to add a fourth line, correct?
Correct. Yeah, so we're very excited to plug in Heath to this system. What we realized was working with LCATS, the Licking County Area Transportation Study, the MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization for Licking County, Matt Hill and his team, we looked at the data, and the data supported that we need a route in Heath. And we also did a transit development plan in 2020 that showed the need for ridership and routes. So with that, we had 900 stakeholders that said, hey, we need better service, better transit service within Licking County. So with that, we've looked at the data, and it shows that there were 26,000 stops that were within a quarter of a mile of our new route that we had on demand response, the door-to-door service. Hmm. So we looked at that and said, obviously, we need a route here. So we've been working with Mayor Johns from Heath, their city council. We went to one of their committee meetings 2 weeks ago to discuss this, and they're very supportive and excited to have a new route. So yes, this new route will go down 21st Street to 79. It will go through Southgate, through Giant Eagle, go over to the Cross Creek Shopping Center, Walmart, Aldi, all of those locations, back over to Kroger, and then it will go back up 30th Street, over to Church to the YMCA, and then back down 21st. So, very excited for this new route.
That's a perfect route for Heath.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you can't beat it. I mean, for folks who want to get over there to do their shopping and whatever, you know, go to restaurants or stuff like that. And then here's the one I like, the YMCA. For folks who are like, hey, I want to be able to get to the Y, maybe join the Y. Well, It's an easy way to do it now. They're going to take you right to it.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes. It's going to be convenient. And we've had a lot of people ask about that. So let me explain to you what a deviated fixed route is as well. Sometimes that's a little confusing when people are like, okay, is it a fixed route or is it a on-demand? What is it? It's really a hybrid between the two. It's a fixed route, but it allows us to deviate if we have a customer that says to us, hey, you know, I really can't make it up to the stop. Maybe they have a physical limitation or whatever it would be. We can deviate up to a quarter of a mile off the route, pick them up, bring them back to the route, and we're back in service. Now, we can't do that 10 times per route, or you'd be way off schedule. Mm-hmm. But as the schedule allows, you can do that.
Have you been seen with the riders that you're staying on schedule pretty much? I mean, Jessica's shaking her head. I mean, has it been doing exactly what you wanted to do? Because I remember being in Akron. Sometimes the Metro would be a little bit later than what they said it was going to be. Are you finding that?
Yeah, no, we're really proud that it's really been on time. It's interesting. Chad Brown at the Health Department, who's a great stakeholder and supporter, they said they can time, they can show the time by what time the bus pulls in. They said, we know what time it is because it's so on time. We know exactly when it pulls in. It's going to be spot on time and we don't have to look at our watch. So it's been very good on time performance. Now, what you always run into with transit is construction, sure. The railroad crossing, trains. The train mm-hmm. comes through. You'll have some of that.
Yeah.
But overall, the on time performance has been outstanding. And the other piece to this is you want to ensure that it's reliable. So that's critical for us, is ensuring we have enough operators, that we get the bus out there on time. But I am so pleased with our team and our operators of how well they perform the service.
Hmm. So, Matt, when you talk about this new route down through Heath, the other routes, as I understand it, all kind of work on a hub and spoke. I mean, they're all kind of connected here and there. Is that the same with the Heath route?
A great question. So to that point, the three routes all connect at 1717 West Main, which is the Licking Memorial Health Medical Campus. Okay. So all the routes align. They start at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. They align, they go out from there, and then they return so that you can transfer at that location. This new route kind of ties them all together. It's a circulator route, and you'll make the connection on Main Street.
Okay.
So we have a location at Main and 28th or 21st and Camp Street, where the 21st Street route will connect to the circulator, or you can connect on Main Street at Main Street and 28th to the Main Street route. And then ultimately, we'll be going down south. Mm-hmm. Heading to Hebron and to Buckeye Lake is our next route we're planning for July of next year. Hmm. And then beyond that, we'll be doing a Mount Vernon Road route and then connecting to Pataskala, Etna, to Cota, and then also to New Albany and Johnstown, making those connections as well.
Fantastic. So are they linked up? I mean, like when you've got the Heath route and the Newark route or whatever, you know, across the 28 in Maine or whatever you said, are the buses meeting at the same time, or is there a little lag time, wait time there?
We're still working on that piece.
There's a lot of logistical issues.
There's a lot to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Yeah. We've been out running this route and testing it. So you're looking at the best stop locations, number one. You're trying to time it out so that you don't hold in an unsafe location. So when you're running a fixed route, you have set time points where you have to be on time at this location. Mm-hmm. Others are what we call soft time points, where you can go by if there's no one there because it's not a set time point, so to speak.
Okay.
So that's how you keep these buses on time. We're still working on that alignment to make sure that they align at the correct time so that you don't have to wait very long to make that connection.
Gotcha.
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe our transportation supervisor, Carrie Mick, she was timing it out. So it's like maybe about 15 minutes so far when we've been testing it so that you don't have to wait a whole hour or go all the way to the transfer location to get on and get to the other. So it'll be a lot faster with that connection. It'll be great.
And I'm sure over time you get more efficient
Barring
trains and construction and things.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned the drivers, Jessica. That's a huge piece to this. I know you're trying, it's a competitive world. I mean, you know, you can go work at Amazon, start at $17-$18 an hour. You know, people are doing that. How has what your other businesses are paying, how's that impacted transit, and are you still in need of drivers?
Oh, definitely. Every route that we launch takes two operators. We have two shifts for it. So it's still very competitive. We are still hiring. We're very proud of the operators we do have, and we have seen tremendous growth. So we've gone from 24 operators in 2022 to about 40 now, which is great. But, you know, we have six operators for our deviated fixed routes. We're about to pull two more off for January for the Heath circulator, so, or the Earthwork circulator. So we do still have a need, and we have noticed that need. Matt has worked very hard to increase the wages for the operators to $20 an hour for full time. And also as a big thank you to our current operators for all the hard work that they do. So yeah, we're hiring for full time at $20 an hour, part time at $18.50. And anyone can apply online. You just have to be over the age of 21, no CDL required. And we are an equal employment opportunity employer as well.
Benefits? Because I know a lot of
government
folks,
benefits, yeah.
Joel and I have talked about this before, but hey, if I'm going to go work somewhere, I'm going to make sure I have benefits. That's why I said that I don't think people think about driving, because I think they get a little nervous when they say, well, wait a minute, I got to drive a bus.
Or, sure.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it makes you a little nervous.
We have a great training program.
We do.
There's in-classroom training first. We do closed course. We do what's called cadetting, where you ride with a driver and then you switch and they'll ride with you. So there's a lot of training before you have to go out on your own. It's really very inclusive.
Yeah,
just to add to that, right, I think the benefits are outstanding at Licking County Transit. So we are a government Licking County agency, and the benefits are wonderful. So I would also add that it's a great place to work. We've really worked on morale, ensuring that people feel valued, and I feel like people need a purpose as well in your role. And so many operators that have come to us have said, you know, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy serving the community. And it's really exciting for us to go out and ride with the operators and see what they do day to day and how they take care of our customers. That means the most to us, just seeing that interaction, how they treat them. It's such a tremendous service that they provide. We're thankful for them. And to your point, we had a lady the other day. She was out walking in the park next to us. She was walking her dog, and I was trying to recruit her for an operator position. She's out there walking around. I said, hey, it's a beautiful dog. And she said, okay, yeah. And I said, hey, have you ever thought about driving for Licking County Transit? But she said, she goes, you know, I don't know if I could drive that bus. Yeah. And I said, you know, you could do it. We don't have a CDL requirement. We're going to train you well, and you're going to be able to provide a great service to this community. And so she was interested, so I hope she comes over.
What about the dog? Does the dog get to ride along, too?
We'll see about that. We'll sneak it in.
Hey, I might want to put the pet behind the wheel. Some of the people I drive behind on a daily basis.
Hey, I'll take it.
Now, I'm not talking about transit. I'm just talking about regular people out there driving. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Matt Allison, Executive Director of Licking County Transit, and Jessica Wiley, Marketing and Communications Specialist. Cloudy skies today. Some rain throughout the day, high near 72. Cloudy tonight with isolated showers, and then for Saturday, sunny with a high near 70. You know, we were joking, Matt and Jessica, when it comes to these routes, and you even mentioned it, it's not as easy as people think. That's a lot of time and effort.
It sure is.
Goes into getting these routes down, right? And Jessica, you're like, people are always saying, we need it over here, we need it over there. Well, I mean, you got to give them time to figure out where you need to be. Plus, you need funding.
Yes.
This has been huge for you folks because, to my knowledge, you're still not charging anything for the riders, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I credit the community. Licking County is such a supportive community and really has embraced transit here. And so we've gone out to stakeholders, and it started with Licking Memorial Health, and they were our first funding partner, because basically what you need with these routes is a 50-50 match. The federal government will pay 50% for operating, and then you have to come up with 50%. This is whether you're New York, COTA, Columbus, or us, or even smaller, you have to have a 50-50 match. So we've gone out to the community and said we need help with these routes to support them. And we have now 19 stakeholders that are supporting at various levels and just helping us to make this commitment to the community to continue this service. We feel like we would like to keep it at no fare as long as possible because we feel there's a true need in the community. We've been out riding, and you hear the stories, you see the stories, but where folks say, I really need this transportation. We had one young lady, it was the first day that we rode on the 21st Street route, and she was going to a job at a child care provider. And she said, I used to pay $10 to $15 that I really didn't have trying to get like Uber and things like that to get a ride. And so it's been nice to say, no, you can get on this bus, you can ride. And even when you get into this as well with transit collections, many transit agencies are reviewing this as an option and are doing no fares. So we were out at Alexandria, Virginia at a transit conference a few months back, and they have a no fare system, and it's a much larger system. Many times when you get into collecting fares, people don't realize you're not getting a whole lot back towards the cost of operations. And by the time you get fare collection systems, things of that nature, it can almost be a money-losing proposal. And the main issue you have, and I was a street supervisor for COTA for many years, are fare disputes. And you think of what are the biggest issues that operators deal with? They're fare disputes. Hey, I paid the whole amount. No, you didn't. And you get into that back and forth. So you're out there as a supervisor trying to relieve that situation, resolve it. And so there's a lot of things to consider. But at this point, we are going to continue no fare.
And that is the Heath as well. Did you get somebody to step up for that one, the new one?
Yes. So we've worked with both where that route goes into Newark and into Heath. We're working with them, Newark and Heath, for contributions for their local support. And then also the other funding stakeholders throughout the community were contributing towards each of the route as we've gathered funding from those other stakeholders. So, yes, we do have stakeholder support for that route. And excited to move those forward.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
It's such a good thing for folks to step up and do this. You know, Matt, a couple of years now, you've been over here with, you think back to when you took it over to where you're at right now, pretty good kind of return on the investment of bringing Matt Allison in here. And I know it's not just you, but, I mean, has this even exceeded you, your thoughts and what you thought this program could be?
It really has, but I'll say this. When I met the team at Licking County Transit, met the community. And again, I've lived in Licking County as well. I have children here, grandchildren here. You know what kind of community this is and how invested they are. I credit them and the team. And I remember coming to Licking County Transit and they said, hey, we want to do more than we're doing now. They were excited to step up to the next level. So I credit the team. They've embraced it from the bus cleaner to the maintenance team to the operators to our admin staff. And then this community, they deserve all the credit, truly.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Real quick, deviated fixed route survey. Maybe talk a little bit about that, Jessica, and what this is going to be and where folks can see or do this.
Of course. And Matt always says that it's about the team, but without such a great leader, we couldn't do what we do. And he'll deny that.
Did you just slip her some money?
You didn't see that, did you? There's more coming later.
But yeah, we wanted to get to know our customers and our community better, speaking of community. So we did a deviated fixed route survey week where we all went out and rode for a whole week. Each took shifts for like 4 hours. Matt with LCATS also came out and rode, and it was really great. We got to learn a lot about the community, the age group that we're serving, where they're riding to. So we had a lot of people that we're riding for shopping, for medical, for work, and for education were the main five. And it was very evenly distributed between those as well. So it was very interesting and good to know.
Age groups that kind of varied all over?
Varied.
Surprisingly, we had a majority at 30 to 49 was the age group. And then we had about 25% were seniors 60 plus.
Yeah.
So,
you know, just talking about those stories to add to that, it was interesting just riding. Okay. So in that week, Jess went out, all of our team members went out and rode, and there were a diversity of what the needs were. So one young man, I was trying to talk to him about a survey. He was kind of quiet. And he said, I've already filled one out. I said, wonderful. And just kind of watched him. But then he got off at classes at Ohio State University. Like, okay, this is success. He's going to school, riding transit. Another lady worked at a fast food restaurant. She said, I used to walk home from work. She said, a mile and like a quarter. And she said, now I can ride the bus home. And then another gentleman told me he had rided like six times. He had rode six times on the bus. And I said, well, what do you feel? Well, you know, how do you like it? He said, well, the price is good. And I said, I said, okay, we're working on that. And then he said, you know, I've been going to medical trips. And he said, I went down and paid my water bill today.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, there's a real need here, whether it's someone going to classes, fast food to their job, or going to pay their water bill. There's a need for transit in this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. Real quick, before you make us look like fools with your trivia, what's the new CAD AVL system?
Sure. So again, we've talked about this a while back. It's computer-aided dispatch, automatic vehicle locator system. And what it is a sophisticated word for scheduling software. So you have to have this in the transit world so that you can see your fleet real time, you schedule your trips, and make them efficient so they're not going in wrong locations, puts together trips efficiently. Two rides that are close by, they go together and then go to a destination so that you don't send two buses to one location, in a simplified version of that. And then we can see our fleet real time. We had an obsolete system that was like 12 years old, and you couldn't see the fleet in real time. Now our dispatchers can see the fleet. They can see where they're at. They can rearrange things if needed, see how fast they're going, and they're always driving safely. I can tell you that. But no, it's a great system that we have.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it also has makes us more efficient. It's got reminder calls and all kinds of cool features. So it calls the customer the night before and reminds them that they have a trip the next day. So it helps us with no shows or going out to places we don't need to go to. Very beneficial so far.
Sure is.
Yeah, I think that's really a neat feature. Yeah, I mean, that really is a neat feature. All right, go ahead.
Throw Are you guys ready for some transit trivia?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on.
Not
Let's
prepared.
Have some fun.
Well, having fun we can do, but being prepared to answer the questions, not so much.
We're going to give you some softballs here.
Yay. My name is
You've
Dave.
Heard that
His
before.
Name is Joel.
We're All right, question number one. What year did Licking County Transit introduce the first deviated fixed route? A, 2021, B, 2022, C, 2023, or D, 2024?
First one again.
Softball
right?
again.
2022. Joel?
23.
Oh,
Joel.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, prize goes over here.
I thought
here.
It was late 2022.
You're
that,
close.
That
yeah,
hurt.
That's all right.
That hurt.
That's
all
right.
I even let you pick first.
That hurt.
Question two, what funding does Licking County Transit receive in order to make transportation fare free for people that are 60 plus? A, the transit levy, B, the senior levy, C, stakeholder donations, or D, federal funding?
So what was the first, because I could say all of them, but I know the seniors, senior citizens levy is one.
So, yeah, yes, you're correct. Yeah. The senior level. We'll just
right.
give it to
you.
You
go.
Very
yeah.
nice.
And we
yes.
only know that because we had Melissa Owens in here.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
There you go. All right, one and one here. So, okay, we're down to the last question.
Tiebreaker.
This is it. What is our total projected ridership for 2024? Is it 89,000, 94,000, 98,000, or 104,000 trips taken or rides? So one more time, 89,000, 94,000, 98,000, or 104,000?
I'll go 104.
I'll go 98.
104 it is.
Hey! Dave Doney for the
right.
score.
The grand yeah. champion.
Very nice.
A little nervous.
You guys always do great at those. So.
When he got the first one, I'm like, uh-oh, this is big trouble.
You recovered well.
Just real quick, if folks want more information, where can they get it? If they want to start learning a little bit more about this to take advantage of it, where do they need to go?
Of course. So we have social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram. We also have a website at lickingcounty.gov. Just go to the transportation section. Or you can always stop in to transit at 745 East Main Street. If you're looking for an application, pick one up. Or if you just want to talk or schedule a ride, come see us.
Matt, as always, it's a pleasure having you in. It's a lot of fun. You guys have just done a great job in the way it's taken off. And it's bearing out in the numbers and now another route. So it's fantastic.
Again, thanks for having us over. We always enjoy being here. We appreciate your service and just letting us share about our transit services for the community.